First of all, I wanted to know your personal opinion about Brexit. What do you think? Should the UK stay in the EU or no?
It's a very easy answer. Yes, it should stay.
It should stay? And why?
Because I think the UK benefits tremendously from its membership in the European Union. If one looks at the actual status of the UK in comparison to the other 27 member states, it will very quickly realize that the deal that the current deal, I'm not even including the renegotiation that the Prime Minister managed to secure a few months ago. So if you compare this status with the statuses of the other 27 member states, you will realize that the UK has an amazing deal. It's part of the internal market, of the single market. So it has access to 500 million additional million of people. It's able, as one of the three or the three big member states, to influence decision making and how the rules are shaped of the single market and beyond the single market. Whilst at the same time, it's not part of the Eurozone, so it has all the monetary sovereign decision making that other EU Eurozone member states do not have, for example. It's able to use the monetary tools to adjust when there is an economic crisis. And we saw that in 2008, something that countries like Greece, for example, or Italy or Spain did not possess. And at the same time, it's not part of the Schengen free sort of free movement area. Border free area. So I think that in this respect, the UK has a tremendous position, and it would be a pity to lose it.
On June 23, people vote for coming out of the EU. What will change? Because the possibilities about equal, as the Penis poll show, that almost equal number of people are against Brexit and for Brexit. So if we assume that it goes out from the EU, what will change?
You're absolutely right that the current polls suggest that the vote will be extremely close either way. Now, let's assume that there is a Brexit vote. This means that immediately, first of all, I'm not an economist, but you don't need to be an economist to be able to predict that that will trigger a huge amount of uncertainty in the markets. So it wouldn't surprise me to see immediately after a Brexit vote significant repercussion, immediate repercussions in the stock exchange, monetary exchange, a huge drop in the sort of the strength of the British pound sterling. But that would be the immediate effect. The problem obviously would be this element of uncertainty. And we would be in uncharted waters, in the sense that the only certain thing is the Brexit vote, i.e. that the UK will cease to be an EU member state, but that requires a renegotiation process for the divorce, as we process of the as I said, the confirmation of the divorce requires renegotiation of the relationship. Okay, and this is, as I said, uncharted territory, in the sense that we don't know really what the new relationship will be. The best case scenario, the case of a Brexit, would be for the UK to be given, and I use the words given quite consciously, because in that renegotiation, when people have a block of 500 million people, the negotiating with a country of 55, 60 million people. Mm-hmm. It will be the big bloc that will impose the terms of this renegotiation. It will not be an equal in terms of strength negotiation. Mm-hmm. So the most that the UK could hope for is a type of the Norway model. Norway is not part of the EU strictly, it's not a member state, but it has access to the single market.
Mm-hmm.
But that access to the single market comes at a cost. And the cost is that, A, Norway still contributes to the budget,
mm-hmm.
Norway has to accept the free movement of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because there cannot be access to the single market without accepting all four freedoms, the fundamental economic freedoms of the single market. But the problem is that Norway is not part of the table. I have been, as my capacity as expert advisor, various meetings that they have. Sometimes Norway is there, right? Is in the same room, but it's silent. It's there and watches. They cannot do anything. In fact, sometimes during the breaks, I speak with the Norwegian delegates, and they have some brilliant ideas they would like to share, but they say, you know what, we can do that informally during the coffee break, but we cannot utter a single word during the meeting, and this is frustrating. So if you compare this status with the status that the UK already has.
We again take into consideration the opinion polls in either cases, whether the people will accept Brexit or not. Do you expect any shocks because of the large number of the pros and cons of this referendum?
It is true that the campaign has gone a bit ugly in the last few weeks, particularly when the Leave campaign started using immigration as its spearhead for its campaign. But it was not only using the issue of immigration, but the way that it used it, the language that it used, the iconography that it used, that has created, I think, quite big rifts in the society. However, I think because the UK is a mature democracy and it has the institutions, it has the institutional memory, I think that whatever the result, any aftermath would within the what I could call constitutional acceptable grounds. This is my belief and my hope. I think the British society is mature enough to deal and accept democratic choice either way.